Working round the clock is tiring enough on Earth. On Mars, it's even worse. That's because the Martian day, or Sol as it's known, is 39 minutes longer than a day here on Earth. For NASA's two robotic rovers, the longer day makes little difference. But for scientists and engineers operating the rover, the longer day becomes a nightmare. NPR's Joe Palca explains why.
Imagine getting an extra 39 minutes each day. At first, that sounds like a pretty good deal. But think about it. Say you're in Pasadena, California, working at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. 8 a.m. in California might be 8 a.m. on Mars today, but tomorrow, 8 a.m. on Mars will be 8:39 a.m. in California and 9:18 the next day. In just over 2 weeks, night and day have completely reversed, so 8 in the morning on Mars is 8 at night on Earth. And that's where the problems start.
It depends on what cycle you're on as to how awake you are.
Zoe Lerner is a graduate student at Cornell University who's working at JPL on the rover missions. The rovers are solar-powered, so they mostly operate during the Martian day. That means people working on them have to stay on Mars time. Lerner has been doing that since early January.
When I have to go to sleep in the early afternoon and then wake up around midnight or 1 in the morning to go to work, that feels the strangest, and that's pretty hard to do. And when I'm on that kind of schedule, I am more groggy. It's harder for me to wake up. I have to drink more coffee. And so right now, I seem very, you know, nice and perky, but, you know, we're on a roughly Earth time schedule now. You know, I went to bed last night about, you know, midnight. I got up this morning around 8. You know, it's fairly normal.
But soon it won't be again. Scientists knew this would be a problem from their experience with Pathfinder in 1997. The small band at JPL that operated that rover mission was exhausted after just a month. So years before the current rovers landed, mission managers contacted Melissa Malis for help. Malis runs the Fatigue Countermeasures Program at the NASA Ames Research Center. She says our bodies expect sleep to come at a particular point in what's called our circadian rhythm, our internal body clock. Malis says the rover scientists are having the same kind of problem people have when they fly across time zones, trying to sleep when their bodies tell them they should be awake.
They actually have an advantage because they are lengthening their day by 39 to 40 minutes every day. So since our circadian rhythm tends to be a little bit longer than 24 hours, it's easier for them to lengthen their day rather than shorten their day and try to go to sleep earlier.
But Malis says night shift work is a killer, no matter what time zone you're in. The best thing people can do is to try to trick their bodies into not knowing what time it is on Earth at all, whether they're at home or at work.
We suggest that they use blackout shades in the room because making the room as dark as possible so you can prevent that exposure to light is important.
At JPL, mission scientists have tried to follow Malis's advice. Zoe Lerner says all rover workrooms have blackout shades on the windows.
In fact, I came in today, and you'll notice today in the main room, they've actually cracked open one of the blinds. That is the first time on this mission that's happened, and I had to gasp when I, you know, walked by the room and I saw that, because it was just such a blow to the system, because sunlight never comes in that room.
But rover scientist Matthew Gollenbeck says blocking out the light at work only gets you so far.
You still have to go outside and go someplace else to sleep, so there's no way to get out of the fact that you're completely out of whack with the normal schedule, and it affects you. It can't not. You wind up spending a lot of time staring at the ceiling wishing you could go to sleep.
Still, you don't hear a lot of complaining. Jim Bell is the scientist in charge of the rover's panoramic cameras. He reflected on the problem after yet another long day on Mars.
It won't go on forever, you know, so a couple of 3-6 months of sleepless nights and long days is a fine price to pay for the adventure that we're going through.
Mission managers say financial constraints are now forcing them to move everyone to an Earth Day schedule. That should mean a little less science, but a lot more sleep. Joe Palca, NPR News.